Gospel of the Lord according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated. So, Christopher Reeve, who we all probably remember, actor who played Superman, the original, not the original one, but the first movie Superman. We know that he had a tragic accident, right? Where he fell off a horse, I believe it was, and he was paralyzed from, neck down. Was it the neck down?
Yeah.
But he made a quote that became very famous when he said, once you choose hope, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So I think in order to understand what we mean by hope, we probably need to look at a couple definitions. And the first definition is the one that you get when you look at Merriam-Webster, and it's hope they define as a feeling of desire and expectation for a certain thing to happen, a feeling of trust. Now, when you look at Christian hope, we see Christian hope is when God has promised that something is going to happen, and we put our trust in that promise. So when God says it, it happens, right? When man says it, many times we want to believe it. Does it always happen? No, no. So the real hope we have in the hope of Advent and the hope that is sustained and the hope that Paul talks about at length in Romans and 1 Corinthians 13 is that Christian hope, that hope of knowing if God said it, it's going to happen, right? So that allows us to get through these storms in life. That allows us to make it through the desert in life because we have that hope because God said it. So how does that apply to today and Advent? Well, how many people are looking forward to 2021? When we get to 2021 and, New Year's Eve, I think everybody is going to say Happy New Year. If I'm awake, that's what I'll say. And we're going to sincerely mean it because 2020 has brought us a lot of different hurdles to overcome. So we go in and we think about hope in this season in the scripture today. The Old Testament scripture comes from the book of Isaiah. And honestly, one of my favorite verses in there, where he uses it, the analogy of making God as the potter and us as the clay, right? So I have here something that you as grandparents or as parents or even when I was a little boy, we had this thing called Play-Doh, right? And every kid had it, and we had different colors, and I only have red this time. And we used it as a kid, and we made all kinds of fun things. And what would happen to it if we left it out and we didn't get it sealed real good? It dried up, and it was in the garbage because it wasn't any good anymore. Well, the analogy of the potter and the clay is really interesting because when we look at God as the potter, we look at how difficult and intricate it is to make that perfect sculpture, right? Now, I think many of us have tried pottery. Have you ever really tried pottery? I know I did in school. I was terrible at it. But it's kind of like this clay, and we're trying to shape this really formless stuff into something that we like, right? And you've seen really gifted people at it, and they sell their pottery for lots of money, right? And it's beautiful. It really is. And when we do, so in order to do that, the potter has to put the clay, a lump of clay he starts with, right? And he throws it on to the surface, to the what?
Pottery wheel.
There you go. So Gloria knows how to do it, right? And when he tastes the clay, and this is us, and he smacks it on there and he gets it good and wet, and so now he can start using, as he spins that wheel, he starts using his fingers, right, to make whatever. Usually it's some type of vessel, right? Maybe it's a chalice, or maybe it's a vase or something. But he's using it. Now, what happens if that gets a little bit out of round, a little bit off balance, and let's say it moves a little bit? Is it going to be perfect? No, it's going to become
that too.
So what happens if we do it enough and we can't fix it? Well, even sometimes what might happen is, bam, it might come off of the pottery wheel, and then you have to pick up the clay, pick it all up, and put it back on there and start over. You see, that's kind of what the people in Isaiah's time were talking about. See, they were praying for God's mercy because they knew they had really, really messed up. And they feel as though God had hidden himself from them. And they felt alone. They felt desperate. And so they use the analogy of, hey, here we are, we're this clay, and you're the potter, so we're completely at your mercy. Completely at your mercy. But yet we're trying to find hope in your ability, not ours, in your ability to shape us and to mold us into something that's beautiful, something that's perfect, right? Because we can't do it, but we know you can. Your hands can do that. So the potter, the master potter, he gets in there and he starts shaping this thing. So in order for that clay to become perfect, what does it have to do? It has to trust. We have to trust the person shaping us that everything is going to work out perfect. Because what if you've heard me say it once, I've said it many times, that God's goal for us is not necessarily for peace, prosperity, love, riches, drama-free life. God's purpose for us is to become Christ-like, because we were created in his image. And that's why when the potter is working on us, it sometimes gets so difficult that he has to start over again. And then he works on us again. You know, it's kind of that wisdom we gain through life. And y'all have lots of wisdom, I know. And that wisdom to, you know, eventually we're going to get it right. We're going to put our hope and our trust in the one who created us. Not in our own abilities, right? Not in our own abilities. Because what else do we not know? So the gospel lesson today talked about the coming of God, Christ, right? So we knew in Mary, in Jesus, when he was born, that the prophets had said that it was going to be in Isaiah, that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. And we know that scripture, right? But now Jesus himself said, you don't know the day or the hour. So you have to wait what? Paul said it, you have to be grateful while you wait. You also have to wait patiently. Who likes to be patient? Because you see, the whole time while we're waiting, that potter is shaping us. He's making us into what he wants, not necessarily what we want. The whole time he's working on you, okay? Making you perfect. right?
He's got a long way to go.
Well, he's working on it, and he can do it, right? Yeah. So the point is that he's continually working. And remember when your kids went, and maybe it was in elementary school, and they made some pottery? I remember TJ made something one day, and he came home. He was so proud of that thing. It was so beautiful that only a mother could love it. It was. But it was special because he was the potter, and he made it. But just think about how perfect and wonderful we'll be, because who's shaping us? It's God. It's God himself, right? So they got that. The Israelis, they got that. They understand. They say, Lord, look, we know we messed up. So let's get a reboot. You know what happens with your computer when it freezes up? What do you do?
Unplug it and start all over.
I just get a hammer. No. No, you're right. You turn it off and you start it back up and you hope it comes back to where you want it, right? That's a modern day version of this. But the potter is always working and making you into something perfect. Something that has hope. Because he said it, so we believe it, right? And Paul goes on and further and talks about hope in Romans 5. He says, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Now, who in the world does that? We do. Why? Because the potter's at work. And the goal is to draw us closer to him, not further apart, right? Knowing that suffering produces endurance. So if you've never done something or been through it, how are you going to know? How can I show empathy to you if I've never been there? How can you really feel that true caring? You can't. That's why Alcoholics Anonymous is so powerful. It's people with stories that can tell the story of success and what it looks like to persevere, right? And endurance produces character. And character produces what? It's that H word. Hope. Produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. You see, the potter is working on us. And we are all at his hands. And we're the clay. And you know what? Sometimes he's got to start over. Been there, done that. But you know what? Each time he starts making it again, and I trust him a little bit more, it starts looking more and more perfect. But the one thing that I never question, he always does what he promises. And he always loves me. God loves you, and so do I.